programs.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. For those of you who had a three-day weekend this weekend, congratulations. Even though it's Tuesday, it's Monday. But the good news is you only have a four-day work week, and then you get to enjoy a couple of more days off again. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we're at 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island. And we want to thank you for spending the next half hour with us as we discuss the refreshing truth of God's Word. And I want to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be a part of our new sermon series that we are beginning this coming Sunday, Pursuing Greatness. It's not a canned message, never preached it before, and we are going to pursue greatness as God describes it, as He wants us to manifest that greatness in our life. So we'd like to encourage you to come and be a part of that. If you do not have a church home, we would extend this personal invitation to you to attend Merritt Assembly of God. We're two blocks north of 520 and two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. We would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. We're believing that God is going to cause us to be able to be more effective for Him in the future than we've ever been in the past. With that being said, today we want to continue our study on the fruit of the Spirit. Right now we are studying peace, and we are going to be going through several passages in Proverbs, and then we will go through some passages in Isaiah. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on those because we spent such an extensive period of time on Isaiah. Then we've got some on Jeremiah, some on Ezekiel. We're not going to get to all of this today. Just wanted to let you know where we are going, and then we're going to look at peace in the New Testament. God wants you and I to have peace. And Proverbs chapter 12, let me begin reading in verse number 17, I believe is where we're going to begin. Verse number 17. Verse number 17. He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness, deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. No grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are His delight. That's where we're going to end. So we're talking about what comes out of our mouth today in this passage of Scripture. Everybody has control over what comes out of your mouth. I remember back in the probably the 60s or the 70s, there was a comedian, and his thing was, "The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it." Well, most of the time, it's not the devil that's making us say things that we don't want to say. That is a lack of lip control, a lack of tongue control, a lack of heart control. And to ascribe blame to someone else for that is disingenuous at best. So let's look at this, because it has to do with peace. And in fact, I will take you over just a couple of Proverbs into Proverb 15, and it says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." And so the way we speak has the ability to either tamp out a situation or into inflame a situation. And so we want to make sure that we speak appropriately. A gentle answer turns away wrath. You have the ability to calm a situation down with the way that you speak to that situation. So if you and I are going to speak truth, truth is not just a fact. It is something that is spoken in righteousness. I can say things that are true, but do so in a divisive manner. Or I can speak facts that are true, and I can do so in a conciliatory manner, a reconciling manner. You and I, if we are going to be able to be used by God, if we're going to experience the peace of the Spirit, we have got to allow the Holy Spirit to give us the words to say instead of speaking just what comes into our head. A number of years ago, I made this statement, and it stuck with me. And that statement is this: just because something crosses my mind doesn't mean it's supposed to cross my lips. So you and I, we need to have that control. And if you want to hear more about that, on Wednesday nights, our adult Bible study right now is on the book of James. One of the men in the church is teaching that study. It's a round table discussion it's a round table discussion with two rectangular tables end to end. And so that's Wednesday night at 7 in our sanctuary as we are doing kids ministry and other parts of the facility. Where a person who speaks truth declares righteousness, a false witness speaks deceit. And you and I, we're not supposed to be bearers of false witness. We're supposed to be people who are spokesmen and spokeswomen of truth. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Now, when I think of a sword, I think of something that is designed to injure or to maim an enemy. And so this proverb says that there are people who use their tongue as a weapon. Several years ago, I had an opportunity to speak into a person's situation. And I spoke and I said, you need to exercise caution when discussing personal information with others, because there are people who will take that and they will be able to say, oh, wow, I can relate to this person. I hope that you find me relatable here on the radio. I'm not here to put on pretense. This is who I am. So I laugh at my own jokes and things like that. This is pretty much my personality all the time. And, you know, when I was out in California on the business trip, I met more people. I mean, you would think that meeting people would be something that you would do, especially when everybody's walking the same path back and forth to the convention center. But most people stuck with the same people that they were with. And I don't think I journeyed back and forth. It was about a mile long walk. I don't think I journeyed with the same people more than one time. And so I met some tremendous people from all over the world. I met people from South Dakota that person and I have a friend in common we'd never met before. I met pastors from Iowa that I had never met before. I met people from overseas that we had a common acquaintance from Merritt Island. They knew somebody that I know personally right here in this community. And so I just have conversations with people. And as you're having conversations with people, a lot of times you want to make sure that people understand that you aren't perfect. I'm not a perfect person. I'm not a perfect speaker. I'm not even a perfect radio person. I listen to a number of the verbal stammers that I make, and it's like, I should be doing better than that after nearly 4 years of doing the Refresh Radio program. But I do try and communicate, hey, I'm a real person. I've experienced a lot of victories, but I've also experienced some defeats. But I told these people that I was giving some wisdom to, you have to be careful because some people will take those revelations that you offer in your life, and where some people will make that revelation will make you relatable and they will develop a bond with you. Other people use that information and they use it as a weapon against you. Now, I would give you the opportunity as to guess as to how I obtained that wisdom. And you won't have to guess very long until you find out that I gained that wisdom the hard way. And so one of the temptations that people have when they use information against you as a weapon against you is a lot of times people just clam up and they say, I'm never going to make myself vulnerable to another human being again because nobody is going to do to me what that person just did. And I want to counsel you today, if I can, you know, give you some pastoral advice. And that is, don't let a negative experience negate you from a positive experience. Don't be so defensive in life that you miss out on the opportunity to bring life to someone who needs it. If I had shut myself up like a clam every time I was injured while trying to help somebody, I would be shut up in a room with no lights on and you wouldn't hear me on the radio. But I refuse to allow those things to control me. You just have to have wisdom as to the people you share revelations with, because the tongue of the wise promotes health. It promotes health. So you've got one using it as a weapon, one using their tongue to bring healing. And all of these things are bringing peace. If you are using your tongue as a weapon against somebody, the last thing in the world that you can expect is peace. But if you are using your tongue as an instrument of righteousness to declare the righteous truth of God's word, and you are doing so in a manner in which to bring healing, then I tell you what, you're going to have peace. You know, a couple of years ago, I needed the care of a specialist, and the specialist wasn't sick. I was the one that needed the care of the specialist. And the demeanor of that physician was not the same as my demeanor. But I took everything that they said and I filtered out the personality differences. And I said, okay, this person is telling me things that are true, and they're telling me things that are designed to bring me healing. I'm going to follow their instructions. And so I wasn't offended by the personality, as I was thankful for the wisdom that they cared enough about me to promote health in my life to tell me the truth. And I've known a number of people who've gone through similar situations, and their physicians didn't give them the same advice, the same counsel that mine did. And so I just want to say thank you to that specialist. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. If you want to have a legacy that is going to endure, be a person who speaks the truth, who is speaking to influence people and make a difference in their life. But if you're a person of deception, your influence is going to be momentary, and the only influence you will have will be as an object of ridicule. I can think of people who received a great deal of notoriety until people discovered that they were a fraud. And once they found out they were a fraud, their influence, their popularity waned, and they became nothing but an illustration of what not to do. Be a person who promotes truth. Here's the real kicker right here in verse number 20. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so the things that are coming out of our mouth, they are going to originate in our heart. And so Proverbs 12:20 says, deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil. It's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. And as we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit here, I want to show you what another fruit is that is available instead of deceit. It is counselors of peace have joy. I believe that there is a spiritual connection between righteousness and peace. We've talked about that last week. And I believe that there is also a very powerful connection between love and joy and peace. They are a spiritual fruit. And wow, if you could have a fruit cocktail, that would be a pretty good one. Love, joy, and peace. And so you and I, if we will counsel peace, we are going to experience joy as a reality in our life. And so I encourage you to do that. Proverbs chapter 16 is where we're going to go for the next portion of our broadcast here. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 1, the preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. The Lord has made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. And by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. And here we see that our relationship with the Lord, it prompts our actions. We've talked about mercy and truth before in verse number 6. Atonement is provided for iniquity. So we're thankful for forgiveness. And it says, and by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. I used to manage a retail environment, several retail environments across multiple states, and I had an interesting philosophy, and that was I tried to make sure that my department or my store was ready for an inspector anytime that they came. And then through a series of events, we ended up in Florida. My supervisor that I had eventually went to another company. I ended up getting another supervisor who came down, and he was where my previous supervisor had been based out of my store. This one was based out of Orlando, and so once a month he would come in to my store. He would walk in, he would take his jacket off, he would put it on the back of his chair, and he would pick up the phone and he would begin to call other stores. He would be on the phone with other stores for several hours, and at the end of the day he would grab his jacket and he would head out the door. And this happened several times, and I said, you know, is everything okay with me here? And he said, well, yes, why do you ask? And I said, well, you know, you only come over once a month. You spend the entire time on the phone with people from other stores. I'm just, you know, thinking maybe, you know, you aren't happy with me or something like that. And he said, oh, no, exactly the opposite. He said, I know that you are going to have your store ready for me whenever I come, if it's a day that I'm scheduled or if it's a day that I'm not. You handle your problems, and you don't create any drama for me. I don't have to worry about you. When I come over here, you know, I can see that everything is all in order. And so I spend my time here solving problems elsewhere. And I kind of want to communicate to you and I, to those of us who are listening today, that that's the way that we should be when it comes to sin and wickedness and evil and iniquity. And that is that we recognize that we're not doing life the way that we are so that we won't get caught. We're doing life the way that we are so that we can bring glory and honor to Jesus. Because we know that God is omnipresent. He is with us everywhere. He is with us all the time. And so there is nothing that you can do in secret that he does not know. There is nothing you can do in public that he's not already aware of and knows the motives that why you did it. And so we, because of the fear of the Lord, we have a goal to not do things that are displeasing in his sight because we want to bring glory to his name. And verse number 7 says, when a man's ways please the Lord. So not only are we avoiding the things that displease God, but we are choosing to live life in a manner that is pleasing to God. And Solomon writes here that God goes to work to make even our enemies to be at peace with us. How would you like God to be working on situations where people can't stand you? And if you look at Solomon's life, you will find that as long as Solomon was seeking the Lord and walking in the ways of God, that he had one of the most peaceful reigns where Saul was constantly doing battle with the Philistines and David was waging battles all over the place, that Solomon's kingdom experienced a great deal of peace. He had people coming from all over the place, bringing offerings and coming to inquire of his wisdom. One of the things I like about the episode where the Queen of Sheba comes is she says, I've heard of your fame. I've heard of your fame. And it was because of Solomon's relationship with God. So I want to encourage you today to make, if you want more peace in your life, not just with God, but with other people, that we do life the way that the Bible tells us to do life. And one of the ways is we allow him to deal with our heart so that we are not looking for ways to take advantage of other people, injure other people, destroy other people, sow seeds of strife and discord. That instead we are looking for ways that we can bring healing to a situation. Okay. What if instead of complaining about problems, we came bringing solutions to problems? Complaining doesn't solve anything, but when you use that opportunity to bring healing and wholeness to a situation, that is going to be a great thing. I'll give you one more today. Here just to close things out. This one here is kind of, I have a funny story about this, and it's Proverbs 29:9. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether the fool rages or laughs, there is no peace. My wife and I, several years ago, I'd say maybe 7 years ago, something like that. We ended up going to a restaurant. She was, I think for some reason, I had to pick her up from work that day down in Melbourne. And we decided we would eat at a restaurant on the way home and that we don't have in our area. And so I think we decided to do that. And in the restaurant, they had a sign. And it said, never argue with a fool. People may not be able to tell the difference. They might not be able to tell which one is which. And so you and I, we need to have a little wisdom. One of the things that you have to understand is you have to know the battles to pick. You've got to know which, if the person is in a position to receive your help or to not receive your help. When I was a child, I had a panic episode while I was swimming at a pool. A friend of mine had invited me over, and I wandered just a little bit too far into the deep end, and I started to panic, and my friend came over to try and help me. And I was very thankful for the help. I was so thankful that I was trying to use him to keep me afloat. And so I almost drowned him in the process. And you've got to realize that many times the enemy will try and bring about circumstances and situations and people that want to distract us from the mission that we have of impacting people's lives for the glory of God. So don't argue with a fool, because what you are going to find is that your peace will depart during that season. I have a very distinct memory when it comes to an episode that I had in my life. I was having just a wonderful, probably one of my favorite seasons of all time with God. And I remember a person who could quote the scriptures like few that I've ever encountered. He knew how to speak it. He just couldn't live it. And this person came and began to take up more and more time. And before I knew it, the peace that I was enjoying was gone out the window. And I believe that God wants you and I to have a lot more peace. So let's not be devising our hearts for evil. Let's not be devising things on our bed, but let's be counselors who bring peace and joy. Let's live life the way that God wants us to. Let's depart from evil and choose the ways that please the Lord, and allow God to work at making those people who have hostile desires to, let's let God change their heart attitude. Okay. And then, like that person said, and by the way, as you're continuing to pray for the people of Texas, that was a saying that text says, never argue with a fool. People may not be able to tell which one is the fool. So I want to encourage you today. Speak into people's life that will let you speak into their life, but don't argue with them. Life's too short to spend all of that time arguing about things that's not going to make the situation any better. I think I'll say, have a great day. God bless you. And we will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.